You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson into the studio. And good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here again this morning. The second and fourth Monday here on Community Contact is reserved for the City Council because your meetings are that night, 6 p.m. in Council Chambers. And we try to encourage folks to watch the work session at 4:30, where a lot of the discussion, the work session and the agenda meeting that follows, goes on. You can watch on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel or go sit in the council chambers. Is there anything on the work session agenda that you would like to mention?
So there's one thing listed, and that is Fairhope Wastewater Treatment Plant Headwork Improvements, and that's going to be presented by Lindsay Tucker with Garver, and I won't bore everybody with all of the specifics because the
it looks like you've got the like report 20 pages of stuff.
It's actually double sided. So it's about 50 pages worth of documents, but it's just another step in us moving for efficiency in our treatment plant. Again, as we make improvements everywhere else at the city that are leading there, and we're just trying to get everything on them, getting everything up to speed so that everything works on both ends.
There was a major, I'm trying to recall, maybe a $12 million upgrade to that plant?
Yeah, that
done,
was...
What,
that,
eight,
that,
10 years ago,
yeah,
maybe now?
It was, and that was to increase, I think, more of the capacity. So now our capacity is good, but the issues we've had have been with transmission.
Yes.
And so this will help with that, but those have been the upgrades that we've been making. All the money we've been spending in the last couple of years have been on transmission lines to help get it there, and there's been some technical issues along the way as far as generators at lift stations, when lift stations go down, whether they're online, offline, being monitored, so that if there is any kind of overage, we know about it now immediately so we can go correct whatever the issue is.
Millions of dollars have been spent for those backup generators.
Absolutely.
And whatnot to
absolutely
try to prevent that. Okay. Anything else on the work session you want to talk
there's
about?
It's not on the work session, but I know, we got Mardi Gras coming up, and I'm sure there'll be some discussion about just sort of the specifics of that, just to make sure that we are doing everything in the safest and best way possible.
Our first parade is February 11th, FYI, with the Haven Mystic Mutts of Revelry at 3, followed by the KOER that night. All right, on the City Council agenda, there are two public hearings for developments, one known as the Fly Creek Pud, almost 12 acres east of the Publix on Highway 98 in Fairhope. Now, this is one that would normally be outside of our city limits. It is or is not?
This one is not, and I think both of these, the way they are on here, they are already PUDs that were approved years ago, and so they are amendments and changes to those PUDs.
So regardless if they're in or outside the city limits, and regardless of the fact that you're no longer dealing with subdivisions outside of the city limits because of SB 107, if it was already in motion, then it continues and
correct.
The city has control.
That's my understanding. And this one was already – this one is inside the city limits being right behind Publix.
Okay.
And so this is the town – this was – got a lot of attention years back with the apartments behind Publix, and this is the townhome portion of that development that they're now moving into.
I think I'm getting it. This isn't the new Publix on 98. This is the old Publix.
Correct.
So this is near the Fly Creek Apartments, where all of that hoopla and
absolutely
actually, elections are won and lost over.
Absolutely.
So this is right next to that,
mm-hmm.
And what does it entail?
So this is the townhome portion of that development.
I see.
And this was again something that was approved as a part of that, and there's just some changes that they are. My understanding of it, Lori, and we'll hear all about it tonight, is that these are more design changes, but. Green space and all that are still required and will still maintain in effect. It's something that was approved by the planning, not only our planning department, but our planning commission, and this will be the first chance for the city council to hear this tonight.
And this is the Highlands at Fairhope Village. Do you know how many townhomes?
I could tell you.
And we'll hear about it, of course, tonight
the
public hearing. That's
yeah.
Okay. There's also another public hearing, and this is to amend an ordinance known as the Idlewild PUD. This is about 10 acres on the west side of 181, south of Fairhope Avenue. And like you said, this is another one that's been in the works. It's an amendment. What do we know about this?
It is. This was originally approved in 2009, and the property has now changed hands several times since that time, but nothing's ever been developed.
Mm-hmm.
The request is mixed commercial, and you know, again, this is something that's come in front of the Planning Commission, which recommended unanimous approval. There are certain conditions, you know, as far as green space and a master development plan with the staff, and set their setbacks and landscape buffers in that approval.
No residential, usually PUDs are both commercial and residential.
They are,
right?
And I think, and this includes that it's a mixed use commercial. And so, you know, we'll hear about it, but it's gotten, you know, as a lot of PUDs get, especially ones that have been sitting around a long time, there is some opposition from some of the residents surrounding that, and I expect to hear from them tonight for sure.
Okay, that's what public hearings are for. So if you're affected by any of these, please feel free to show up. Number 7 is a site plan review. I saw where Fairhope Times had posted 2 boutique hotels on mm-hmm. the city council agenda. The first one is the Fairhope Hotel, which is basically at Oak and Section, where the dentist office used to be, mm-hmm. right across from the Arts Center and the Civic Center.
Correct.
And so is this the final step?
Yeah, this is again the first time in front of the city council. You know, like anything else that is sort of a major change to the downtown landscape, it gets a lot of publicity and a lot of critics one way or the other. People that love it, people that hate it. And you know, my position on those things are, as long as it brings some benefit to downtown and complies with the rules and regulations we have set forth, then I look at that with a favorable opinion on the front end. But obviously I want to hear from our staff, mm-hmm. I want to hear from planning, and then I base my decisions based on what I hear from them.
And the lawyer in you is saying, is this, are they following all the rules
fair,
and regulations?
That's right. Look at that. And you know, and it's easy to say, well, I don't like it. And not just for this project, but for any project for that matter, mm-hmm. is I don't like it, so I'm saying no. But, you know, without understanding the consequences of just not liking it, it's easy to do that.
This is the 14-room one on a quarter acre. Mm-hmm. Downtown. Then there's another one he mentioned that's apparently out by the public. We'll just wait till we get to it, mm-hmm. as we're scrolling down the agenda.
Sure.
Let's see here. McElhenney Construction Company will be awarded a bid of $2,480,000 for athletic track and parking.
Yeah, that's one that I expect to have a lot of discussion on.
Whoa.
Tonight, because we approved this project a while back, but at a significantly lower budget number, and I'm not sure where the obviously we know that
everything
costs more, yeah. But I think this project, instead of it just being the construction of a track, it became a lot more involved with drainage improvements in the surrounding areas, increased handicap accessible parking.
Which one is Founders Park?
It's the one right. It's the one over behind the high school.
Okay.
So the
soccer
the
complex,
the former soccer complex. Yeah, where we do all kind of things
got
now.
It. Yeah. Okay.
But you know, I personally think having a competition level track for the high school and for the athletes that we have there is something we truly need. I think it's an investment in the community and our local athletes. But you know, I want to hear more about how we got to this number from where mm-hmm. we started, because it is significantly over what we expected from the beginning. Again, it may be that this has become a truly turnkey project where we're not just building a track, we're doing a variety of things that
right.
need to be done. And I'm, you know, the longer I do this job on the city council, the more important that is to me, that we not only do a project to completion, we do it the best way we can, because I find that we're still 10 years after something's done going back and making final changes to it,
right.
that maybe should have been done on the front end, but it was easier and more palatable because it not doing it reduced the budget number at that point, when it may have been better just to bite the bullet and pay for it all up front.
in addition to the fact that it's quite a thing for the travel sports and the tournaments, and it can be a big economic generator
to
bring those tournaments to your city.
Absolutely. And you know, and we have a track right now at the football field, but it doesn't meet the competition level requirements for Alabama High School Athletic Association. And so we want our athletes to have the opportunity to have these in Fairhope, especially because we've over the years we've had some very talented track athletes.
Do you remember what the original price tag approved was for that?
I believe it was closer to 1.6 or maybe 1.8.
Uh-huh.
So it's a
now it's 2.4.
It's a hike.
Okay. Number 10, a resolution the City of Fairhope approves the procurement of 442-foot rolls of Bermuda sod for the new baseball fields project at Volanta Park, $44,000.
It's a lot of grass, but that will supply the turf for the new front four fields that you can see being built along 98 when you go past the rec center.
Okay.
And those are expected to be ready for opening day in Fairhope, which is currently set at, I think, March 11th.
Oh, number 12 is interesting. Procuring a outdoor warning system and software for Quail Creek Golf Course so that, I guess for lightning or whatnot, $32,000.
Correct.
Painting the fire station, number 3, $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sidewalks on Blue Island Avenue and Fairwood, not to exceed $82,900. Now, that's a TAP project. That's grant money,
that's
isn't
grant
it? Most
money.
Of it?
That's, that's correct.
Okay. Number 15 is interesting. Approving the mayor to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the City of Fairhope Police Department to establish a joint multi-agency working group known as the Alabama Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Yeah, and like you and I spoke before we got on air, is that, you know, this is our at least the second, maybe even third sort of joint agreement that we've entered into with our police force and other local agencies to create these type of task force. Obviously, this is a very specific one for the Alabama Internet Crimes Against Children. You know, it's incredibly unfortunate that something like this is necessary, but obviously if it's something that's in place, we want to do our part in the City of Fairhope to help in any way that we can.
ALEA is probably getting all the municipality police departments on board for this, and I'll be sure and interview, when I interview Chief Hollinghead from the Fairhope Police Department, I'll ask her about this. That's the second Wednesday of each month. New positions for three positions for the Public Works Department. So, as just keeping up with the growth, are these?
Yeah, these are. This is a little change. We discussed it a couple of meetings ago, and that is that, you know, janitorial services, custodial services at the city. You know, we went from having multiple part-time people doing it to then contracting out that service, We just haven't had the success with that we're looking for, so we're trying something different, and that is to hire three full-time custodians to see if that better serves our needs.
Okay. Number 18, to implement an effective safety program for all employees and appoint Donnie Grice as safety coordinator. Safety has come into light in the last few years, and that has been increased. So this is a step further?
Yeah, look, I mean, and I don't have the specifics with me about any changes that this is making to our current safety program. I know during the last administration that we spent a lot of time revising what our safety plan and policies were. I guess I'll find out with everybody tonight exactly what these changes are, but
okay. All right, anything else that you want to mention on the agenda or off of the agenda for that matter?
Not that I can think of. You know, we got a busy couple of weeks coming up in Fairhope with all the Mardi Gras going on, so I just encourage everybody to stay safe and pay attention to the barricades, because, you know, Fairhope is a little more laid back with what our setup is and kind of what we allow, but it doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities to be injured if you don't pay attention to those.
Right.
And so I just encourage everybody to be safe and come have a good time.
Thank you. Jay Robinson, Fairhope City Council President. Jay Robinson. Council meets tonight at 6. You can watch it on YouTube live or later if you cannot attend in person. Tomorrow morning, Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joins us to tell us what happened. You can hear this interview and hers after they're posted at WABF1480.com.